Good afternoon. Today is Wednesday, July the 25th, 203rd day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, Public Information Officer for the County of Humboldt, Sean Quigley. Quincy. Sorry about that, dude.
That's all right.
I'm trying to put you in a different Irish tribe here.
I deal with mispronunciations all the time. It's all right.
Yeah. This afternoon, we'll talk about what the job responsibilities are, why the county feels the need to have a public information officer, whose butt he has to cover the most often, and other interesting things also. We'll do it all when we come back.
I'm Mark Biette with today's garden tip about not being a prunomaniac. The conscientious gardener needs to know that each kind of plant has its own best time to be pruned. Avoid shearing flowering plants into shapes which really look unnatural. Thin flowering shrubs with a hand pruner. I'm Mark Biette with today's garden tip.
You've got to get up pretty early in the morning to hear Mark Biette and his wealth of gardening knowledge. 5 to 7 a.m. Sundays on KWSW 980.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 313. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Sean Quincy. But before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from Albert Einstein. Quote, "Try not to become a man of success, but rather a man of value." Ooh.
I like that one. Okay. I like that one.
So, speaking of value.
Right.
In the past, I know the county, typically in law enforcement arenas, has had a PR guy.
Right.
Probably as much as anything just to interact with the media.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, now with the media being less prevalent.
Yeah, sure.
A whole lot less folks out there banging on the door. It's right. Probably not seen as quite the hassle factor that it was. The supervisors, a little bit, DA, and then news stories as appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
So what was the thought, Sean, behind creating this new position?
Well, hopefully because they knew that there was a great candidate out there. And
yeah,
me,
you're studying
and so
good
they had
looks.
To create
yeah, okay,
a job. No, but you know, just after being on the job for, I've been there a little bit over 2 weeks now, and honestly, a big part of it is going to be dealing with media and interacting with media. But another big part of it is handling public records requests. We get a lot of them every week, and it's going through a lot of files and pulling out a lot of records and dealing with a lot of legalese. So that's a big part of it, too.
Now, is that legal requests or like the public information and all that kind of stuff? So something that transitions across after a certain time, now it's available, and then you got people wanting to have copies.
Well, it's a little bit of both. It's you know, people asking for documents that I'm sure that they're getting prepared for when they're preparing lawsuits and things like that, but also just general public inquiries and general media inquiries too.
There's that much, huh?
There is a ton. You'd be surprised.
Well, I suppose with all the different departments.
Right. There's a lot of interdepartment things if we need to prepare records, there's different departments that need to communicate with each other, and people in those departments aren't sure about what they can release and personal information that needs to be redacted and these kind of things.
So part of it's legalese,
right.
or being a legal beagle.
Right.
Also.
Yes.
Is that something you bring to the table, or is that something you're learning on the fly?
That's a little bit of both. I think, you know, I've submitted a fair share of my own public records requests in the past, working at the Times Standard and the Eureka Reporter. I mean, just as a sports guy, I was there, and I still submitted some requests for salary information and stuff like that. But yeah, the county's a different ballgame. It's something that I'm still definitely learning on the fly too.
So coming in from one part of the campus,
mm-hmm.
the gym primarily,
uh-huh.
how long is it going to take you before you understand the various departments and know where they are and maybe even who's supposed to be in charge?
Right. It's hopefully not long.
I put that one in quotes because
right.
that's a day-to-day thing.
Yeah, hopefully not long. I mean, I've got a great team of people working there, and I've been introduced to a lot of people already and been communicating with a lot of people on a lot of these requests and things. So hopefully not too long.
I would think one of the biggest challenges for any newbie, I mean, mm-hmm. Regardless of how long you've been around in the community and whether mm-hmm. you're local or not local and all that kind of stuff, is the culture.
Yeah.
Each department's going to be different. Each supervisor is different. Each mm-hmm. department head is different.
Mm-hmm.
And getting to know who the players are.
Yeah, and that's only something that you can do with experience. You know, if I'm thinking if you're coming in from the other side, say a news reporter or somebody in the media working with these guys, you're only going to get a small sense of what they're like, maybe a front of what they're like. But now being on the other side, I'll get to see all these guys day to day and kind of behind the scenes. So, yeah, it's only
the facade, so to speak, versus
right,
reality.
Right. Or the armor
that they
have to put out there, right?
There was a great T-shirt I got when I was coming back from going to school in Nebraska. We went up to Mount Rushmore. And it had, you know, Mount Rushmore, right? So you get all the guys' faces. Okay, but it's taken from the back of Mount Rushmore. All you see is four pairs of bare butts. And that's kind of stuck with me. Obviously, it was humorous.
Yeah.
And a little bit of an ad, too, which is why I purchased it. Gave it to Ange, and then it got thrown out. But but the concept that, yeah, the public face is one thing.
Right.
The entire is a little bit different.
Right.
I would think that that's going to be one of the more challenging things that you've got.
Yeah, because I think partly because the county is so big and there are so many departments and so many people to work with and get to know and everything like that. It is going to be a huge thing.
And from the community, too.
Right.
You know, you get to know me. Okay, fine. No big deal. But some of these folks, whether they're lawyers or folks that are that persnickety.
Mm-hmm.
Or people that are just, you know, they just want to beat the crap out of the county somehow, and they're asking for everything all the time just to, for whatever purpose.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to be able to make that happen?
Well, it's it's a good question.
Okay, good. Well, I'll give you a couple minutes to think about it then.
Okay.
KINS, News and Information Times, 319.
There's a brand new show on KEKA 101 Thunder Country, Country Gold with Randy Owen, Sunday evenings from 8 till midnight. It's a four-hour intensive music show hosted by the lead vocalist of the group Alabama. Country Gold will feature 13 songs per hour and highlighted music from the 70s to the mid-90s. Be sure to listen to KEKA 101 Thunder Country, Sunday evening from 8 till midnight, Country Gold with Randy Owen.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 324. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Sean Quincy, the new PIO for the County Public Information Officer. That's right. I can't bang on you about using jargon if I start using it. So.
Well, technically, it's the Public Information Specialist, and I've been introduced as the new PIS.
Yeah.
That's my icebreaker with everybody now.
Yeah. I'll stick with you.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, whatever you want
to
do.
I don't need to get lit up on that one, yeah. So you've got this challenge in getting to know not only who the players are on your team, but who the players are out in the community.
Right.
Do you have a lot of experience in treating people even?
I would like to think so. I mean, I've been, you know, working at the paper. I worked there for a little bit more than 5 years. And when I was doing that, I like to think that I covered a lot of really newsy stories as far as sports goes and dealing with budgets and building projects, a new stadium up at HSU, hiring, things like that. And throughout that process, when I'm going to these games or when I'm talking to administrators or things, of course I get to talk to fans. I get to talk to administrators off the record. And so I get to hear the other side. I get to hear the administrator side, the official side, them off the record, and I get to hear the public side too. I get, you know, we get emails all the time. You know, this community is really media aware, you could say, and so they like to take a look at what you write and then send their comments to you. So yeah, there was definitely a lot of opportunity to hear from both sides.
Funny, that's the phrase you use.
media aware.
See, I would say too lazy to make a phone call and not enough commitment to share their name.
Well, and that way it can be a good one-sided communication.
Yeah, if I can see the baby blues, then I can at least
get a little bit of accountability there. Right.
Yeah, instead of this other approach.
Mm-hmm.
Confidentiality certainly will be a significant part. Whether or not you have the information or not really doesn't matter. But as a contact now, how far do you go to draw a line? I mean, there are some of us, and I think I'm probably one of two, maybe three. You know, you say on record, off record, okay, fine.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to talk about because the case is still going. Okay, fine.
Right.
Take it up to the line that you feel comfortable with.
Right.
I'm happy.
Right.
And, you know, for 30-something years, it's worked.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that that's rare.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'll say exceedingly rare and just leave it at that point.
Right, right.
So how do you foresee drawing the line, putting the alligators in the moat, and saying, no,
mm-hmm.
no.
Yeah.
And don't mess with me.
Yeah. It's going to be, it'll be a good process to kind of figure out. I think working on the other side helped me get a good idea of how you can build a relationship with administrators, officials, and things like that, so that you can have kind of these candid conversations where they might just talk about things and try to run through a process knowing that that stuff's not going to end up in print.
Yeah, you're just bouncing ideas off
right,
of somebody.
Right, right. Yeah. And so, you know, coming into this new position, there are people who I know in the media field out here already, and
that's right, because some of them are known characters
some of them,
already.
Right,
you know.
Right, right. Yeah, absolutely. And some people I've worked with before or just, you know, met from passing or just...
heard about.
Yeah, right, right. That's a good way to put it, too. So, yeah, some of these relationships I'll start to build in the process, and we'll see how it goes.
Or not.
Or not. I'm sure that my boss would rather me say or not.
Well, yeah. Who or what is the reporting... Chaz, Phil, your boss, where do you fit in this organization called county government?
Oh, well, you should have seen the presentation that Phil gave the other day, actually, because it was a beautiful, he made this beautiful drawing of getting rid of the tiered worker bees at the bottom, mid-management, top management. He did a beautiful presentation on, oh, no, it needs to be interconnected, so... Like
oh,
to say,
so there's no top and no bottom. So that means you're in the middle of the hub,
right?
Huh?
In the middle of the hub, yes.
Okay. Yeah.
But technically, yeah, it's Phil is the ultimate guy who I report to. There's other people in between that.
Because I would think it would be challenging to try to get the information.
Right.
So then, one, you're knowledgeable about it.
Mm-hmm.
But two, then you know what you can and can't say.
Right.
Rather than, okay, here's a pound and a half, or you get... you know, the stupid question from the news guy or gal or mm-hmm. the community member,
mm-hmm.
and you kind of look brain dead.
Right.
It's probably not the the best impression to leave with someone also.
Well, and that's part of where, you know, having a great team comes in. I mean, honestly, you know, Brian, coming into this office and working with these guys just for 2 weeks, and they've already helped me out. Kind of navigate through records and different departments, who I need to get in contact with to get different records. And so that's something I'm going to have to rely on.
Well, if you ever find Carolyn, see if she will ever return one of my calls.
Okay.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:30. We'll be back with more from Sean Quincy.
There's never been a clear winner in the so-called battle of the sexes, but in the battle for bacteria-free hands, one half of the population is germier than the other. So whose hands are cleaner, men or women? Hi, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and here's to your health. The researchers tested 51 college students using a new detailed system for detecting bacterial DNA. But remember, most of the bacteria in our bodies is either harmless or beneficial.
Dr. Hoffman answers some of your health questions on Health Talk, Saturday mornings, 9 to 11 on KWSW 980 AM.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Sean Quincy, who's a new public information servant. The eye of the storm, the tornado, the hurricane. Yeah, he's the guy that's in the calm when everything's swirling.
I'm the guy where all the emails are going to get sent to.
That I would think could be a real challenge because mm-hmm. I know most people when they get into situations, either there's too much activity going on, shunt that off to,
mm-hmm.
or if something gets a little uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Like too close to something that, well, I mean, we'd say general plan. We could say Kurt Gerard and leave it there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it, as over the last 15 or 20 years, this thing's been percolating.
Right.
Well, let's put the kid out there. Let's let him take the bullets. You know, at some point, I would think that there's got to be responsibility for the individuals to stand up also and not put you out there.
Right, right. No, absolutely. And that's something that we are going to be feeling out, I guess. There's definitely going to be a lot of times where I know that I'll defer over to people who are more, who have more expertise in the field. And I'm sure that in a lot of cases that they would prefer that too. I think it's going to be a kind of a feeling out process of when I'm going to get sent out to talk to you guys, or when the department heads or people directly involved with projects will go out and represent whatever issues at hand.
Just don't let the Supes use you as a regular here.
Right. I like listening to them on the show.
Yeah, I can see Virginia. How about that? No, I don't want to talk to him anymore. Sean. So is this a position, Sean, that is pretty standard for most other counties in the state, or is this something that the local county structure has recognized the need for and see that now's the time to be able to create this thing?
No, I think it's both. I've seen a lot of counties who do have a PIO, PIS. In our county in particular, I know that there was a huge workload for these related projects. You're talking about the public records request and also just the need to get information out to the public. There was both of those needs.
I can see the media stuff, but I would have thought the public records, that kind of thing, would be like interns and things like that for people who might be going after a government administrative degree, mm-hmm. or wanting to be involved in that career path, mm-hmm. to be involved at a pretty base level, isn't it, of activity? Rather than, I mean, now if you're the marketing guy for the county,
mm-hmm.
okay. Now we're talking about either shining star on the hill or down in the mud pits, depending on how successful or unsuccessful marketing the county really becomes.
Mm-hmm. And I think the public records stuff, I could definitely see what you're talking about, but it's also, these are a lot of confidential things too that we're talking about, and having relegating those responsibilities to say an intern, you kind of assume a lot of liability in that. These interns, you don't know what could happen. They don't have maybe a lot invested,
or they grab the piece of paper before the one that they should have.
Right, exactly.
Whoa, baby!
Yeah. Right,
yeah.
And somehow information gets out that is either not correct or you didn't want it to get out.
Is there, we talk about public access and public records, and one of the questions I have asked literally decades and have never really gotten a response, Loretta kind of got close to it, the lawsuits that the county settles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And there are a number of them. I think everybody gets that part. But I don't think the specificity of it mm-hmm. is necessary, but it never shows up as a line item on budgets. It's never anticipated, and that information never, the dollar sign, not the other stuff, just the dollar sign. How much does the county pay out in lawsuits every year? Nobody has ever shared that. Now, whether or not they can't, because they can't find it, or whether or not it's in one spot and it becomes too difficult and I'm not enough of a thorn to get that attention. But I would think something like that, because we hear about the lawsuits.
Right.
Particularly with some of the less than professional tactics in the Bar Association locally, running around, threaten this, threaten that, green mail this, green mail that. I don't think that the general community understands how much these guys are costing
mm-hmm.
all of us,
mm-hmm.
either costing us in cops or library books or wherever else those dollars could be allocated,
mm-hmm.
or just in taxes in general.
Mm-hmm.
Information like that, is that the kind of stuff that you would then chase if somebody asked for it? Or do you say, well, geez, that's really not privy, and a percentage of that is personnel related, and we can't release even the dollar amount? Do you work with a request, or is it a yes or no?
There's, in the request, in the Public Records Act law, there's definitely wording in there that says that we're required to work with the requester to try to meet their needs. If you're looking for
the amount of money that the county's spending on lawsuits, then we have an obligation to try to find any relevant information to answer that request. I know that there's restrictions on if there's litigation in process. You know, I would think that we wouldn't be able to let you know how much we've been spending or the county has been spending on a lawsuit. As far as total dollar amounts that have been spent on settlements or things like that, that's something that we would have to take a look at and see if there is information that would need to be withheld or not. But there's definitely obligation on our part to try to meet the need of the requester.
And I suppose as generic as we can make it, the more apt you're going to get the information.
Actually, the more specific, I think.
Really?
That.
So
that
if I said lawsuits and named the departments, or if I just said total payouts and lawsuits last year? Or cost of litigation?
You know, it would depend on the individual request. If you wanted to do an overall cost of lawsuits from the last year, I'm sure that...
Well, let's make it simple. A five-year trend. Yeah, we'll find out. Yeah, that probably sometime after the general plan update is updated.
Right.
Yeah, that would be about 30 years from now. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 3:42. We'll be back with more from Sean Quincy.
Water always wins. That's why there's a Grand Canyon. I'm Glenn Higgy, America's master handyman. Keeping water away from your home's foundation is one of the most important things you can do. If your home is on a crawl space, you need to know what is going on under your feet. Your home's structural integrity and your family's health may depend on it.
Listen to Glenn Higgy, Sunday morning, 7 to 8 a.m. on KWSW 980.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:46. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Sean Quincy. Sean, the concept of media and interaction with the government, it's, I would
fun,
think, healthy,
right?
healthy distrust.
Absolutely.
Arm's length.
It's their job, right?
A lot of us are buds on the inside and outside, and we can giggle and we may know things.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as when the mic's on,
mm-hmm.
That's radio talk, by the way, just to bring you up to speed. With the microphones on, there are some times that, you know, you ask questions and you know what the answer is and you know you got the top 10% and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you foster that relationship with the media? Or is it just a matter of kind of culling through and you know the guys that are okay and mm-hmm. you know the guys that are a little squiggly and you don't treat them all the same?
Gosh, I wish I had a plain answer for it because it's not a straightforward kind of thing. It's one of the things that I really like about positions like this is that it's so relationship based. Every institution that has somebody like me, the media, and my position needs to build relationships with these guys, and so. Building those relationships and making those strong is how I'm going to make this position successful, I guess, or make this whole kind of dynamic successful.
I was going to ask you, we're down to the skinnies, so you're almost off the hook. How do you know if you're doing the job well?
Oh, well, I don't think I'll never know, right? It's it'll be, and that's one of the things that I asked too before I got the job, is how am I going to know? And it's one of those things. It's a thankless kind of thing that I'm expecting. So, I mean, same thing as in the media. It, you know, you hardly ever get thank you notes.
Are you a fan of mythology?
As storytelling, sure.
Sisyphus.
Uh huh. Pushing the rock.
Bingo, baby.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thanks for coming by.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
Everybody else can do the research at home if you don't know what we just said. We've been Talking Shop this afternoon with Sean Quincy. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.